talked to Jack earlier, talking a little bit about the starting staff and the importance of making sure that you get you guys a chance to amp the offense, jump you all out to a lead rather than making them chase a little bit. Would be obviously settled in, but is that a little bit of what you needed at the time?
Yeah, the game, you can tell we just play it differently whenever we can play, even or with the lead. The defense stays more engaged, and we do better on the bases as well. As far as our tells and being a little more aggressive in certain situations, but it's always good to be able to take a lead rather than play from behind. We've played from behind quite a bit, but yeah, I agree.
So Dak obviously comes in behind and did a fairly strong job without covering what he had to cover with the Dakota.
Yeah, came in, got the fly ball against Stanton, and then punch out of Rizzo, did a really nice job of mixing his pitches. He pounded the zone. He was on the ground, a lot of weak contact, which is what he's known for. So that was a very good showing.
What kind of assignment is that for him? I mean, the first pitch he throws in the majors this year is two on stand up. I know that's kind of the spot you're in because you need length there.
Yeah.
What kind of ask of that is?
Yeah, it's not his first rodeo. He's been here before, so it's not like you're throwing a kid into the fire. He's pitched, he's started, he's been in situations, he's been in big environments. So, yes, it is his first go at it this year, but I don't think we're asking for too much. Yeah.
You mentioned you need to see consistency with living going forward. You also talked earlier about how the decisions that you've made as a club have been to find the best way to win now.
Yeah, if you look at Libby's start, if you look at his last several starts, and then you look at his last couple innings tonight, the velo on the fastball, his first couple innings is just down, and it doesn't work. He can't pitch there. Fastball doesn't do enough for him to pitch at that velocity. So he ticked it up, and you saw some 93s, and his outing looked better as this game went on, and there's a conversation about the intent behind his fastball, and he was able to go ahead and reach back and get there. So it's being able to start there rather than wait till the third or fourth. Once he did that, he had a nice little run of outs there. So, but when you look at where we were in that lineup, we felt better about getting him out and getting Dak in the game, and Dak did a really nice job. But it's the way I view it. Yeah, we'll talk about it. He did his job today, and he did exactly what we needed. So,
what, for a younger pitcher like Goodrich, what can be the reason behind not throwing the fastball as hard as the guy came? Usually, it's almost the opposite. You have to talk to the guy about maybe dialing back a little bit. But to get someone to rev it up is usually something that is not a conversation that.
No, you're spot on, and that's what we're trying to dig into and figure out if he's just trying to kind of go longer and kind of making sure that he can get there and not throw everything he's got in the first two innings. So it's a conversation for sure, but you can tell that the intent was better second time through.
Is that the way for him to be more efficient if he gets the velocity earlier?
He can't pitch at 91. So, yeah, I mean, he'll get more outs with better intent behind the fastball. Yeah.
Can you at all build the bullpen in a way where you can have four and a third inning starter?
I prefer not to.
Every fifth day.
Can we? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I prefer not to. Good. Yeah, I mean, it's always tough. We've talked about stringing together quality at-bats when it's a bullpen day and you're matching up back and forth, and it's tough. But the guys took some good at-bats. Newt did a nice job. Goldie continues to do a nice job. Walker had some good swings. So overall, just didn't score enough.
Yeah.